This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said on Friday that the COVID-19 pandemic was far from over, and he urged equitable access to vaccines. During a news conference, he said that he believes that the right political will and incentives would help during the pandemic and end it. WHO experts have been preparing a proposal on the next studies to be carried out onto the into the origins of the virus that causes COVID-19. The United States called Thursday for the WHO to carry out a second phase of its investigation into the origins, with independent experts given full access to original data, and that's in addition to samples. Britain made a similar appeal. The European Union Medicines Agency has recommended that the use of the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech be expanded to children ages 12 to 15. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The recommendation follows similar decisions by regulators in Canada and the US last month as rich countries move their vaccination targets along. The EMA's recommendation is based on a study of more than 2,000 adolescents in the US that showed the vaccine was safe and effective. Researchers will continue to monitor the shot's long-term protection and safety in the children for another 2 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden started the Memorial Day weekend by visiting a rock climbing gym in Northern Virginia as the state lifts all COVID-19 distancing and capacity restrictions at private businesses, and much of the nation pushes toward a greater sense of normalcy. Biden sought to use the stop on Friday to celebrate progress made as the country looks to run and turn the corner on the coronavirus. Biden later traveled to Joint Base Langley, Eustis, to thank loved ones for their service, after being with an emotional remembrance of his late son, Beau. Veteran Biden had acknowledged that the unheralded sacrifices that the service members and their family make. Travel costs are among the highest in years. Even so, people are getting out and about this Memorial Day holiday weekend. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
As states end pandemic restrictions, AAA expects a 60% increase in people traveling 50 miles or more over the holiday weekend over last year. Even with the cost of air travel jumping, more than 2 million passengers will fly on the busiest day of the weekend, the most in more than a year. At Dulles Airport outside Washington, veteran flyer Gregory Fyth says people have to check their tempers along with their luggage.
You have to have patience. And it is what it is, and travel's coming back, which is great. But again, you have to be kind. You have to have respect for your fellow traveler.
The airlines say domestic leisure travel is back to where it was before the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has met in Sochi with his Belarusian counterpart for talks on forging closer ties amid Minsk's bruising showdown with the European Union over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko finds himself increasingly isolated after flight controllers told the crew of the Ryanair plane to land in Minsk on Sunday because of a bomb threat. No bomb was found, but journalist Roman Pratasevich was arrested. EU leaders have called it air piracy and have barred Belarus's airlines from the bloc's airspace and airports. The dispute has pushed Lukashenko, who has been relentlessly stifled, even closer to Moscow. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.